that are titled The Lessons from the Birth of Samson. And because of time, go back to what we spoke last week and see that we took our text from Judges chapter 13 and we read from verse 1 to verse 25. And we stressed last week, last Sunday, that as the angel visited Manoah's wife, she was chosen for a purpose. She was chosen to be the one that will give birth to the deliverer of Israel, who we are under the torment, the slavery of the Midianites for 40 years. When it was time for their deliverance, God would raise a deliverer by the name of Samson. And he chose Manoah's wife, who had been barren for long. And I use it to prove to you that we as believers, according to 1 Peter 2, as we read from verse 1 to 10, that we are choosing also to show forth the praises of God. Yes, I am called, but we are called or chosen for God's purpose. Always remember that we are choosing to fulfill God's purpose. And God's purpose is described as his redemptive plan for humanity, which includes both blessings and trials. His purpose is not limited to positive experiences, but it encompasses all aspects of life, including suffering. It will mean suffering to you, but it will be to fulfill God's purpose for calling us. And so, like I stressed last week, because he has a divine agenda, he has the time to fulfill his agenda, there is a time for everything under the sun. God has his appointed time for his own program, for his own agenda. And he can use any creature that he has created to fulfill that purpose. So that he had to reserve Manoah's wife to bring forth Samson at the appointed time. Until the appointed time came, Manoah will not be pregnant. Manoah's wife, she won't have a child. God closed the womb until it was time for Israel to be delivered through the appointed person called Samson. The same thing with Rebecca. Until the time came for Jacob and Esau to come forth, he closed her womb. Sarah, until the appointed time for Isaac to come, even though he spoke that you will have a child 25 years after, before the child will come, according to his agenda, before Isaac would come. The same thing, when it was the same reason why he closed the womb of Elizabeth, because there's an appointed time for John the Baptist to come, according to Isaiah chapter 40, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, the Elijah that was prophesied in Malachi chapter 4, verse 5. That Elijah will be John the Baptist, but there is an appointed time, because there is going to be a virgin that will, through whom that the Messiah will come forth. And that before the foundation of the world, a virgin Mary was appointed for that. And no other virgin in the land will be used, but that one that God has decided will be the one. Until that virgin is given birth, no matter how old Elizabeth is, John the Baptist is to be 6 months older than the Messiah. And the Messiah's mother, Mary, has not yet even been given birth, so you are crying for fruit of the womb. All Elizabeth will hear God say is, I have heard you. The child is coming. And many of us are in that same situation. And you're wondering what is happening. He has an appointed time. The vision may tarry, but at the appointed time, hallelujah, it shall speak for itself. It shall speak for itself. Praise the Lord. And I stress the reason why. Why the woman, each time the revelation for the fruit of the womb, for this program of God will come, he was not going to the husbands, he was going to the women. He did not go to Joseph, he went to Mary. He did not go to Manoah, he went to Manoah's wife. He did not go to Zechariah, he went to Elizabeth. Why? Even when there was a confusion in the womb of Rebecca, it was Rebecca that God went to give the answer to, this is what is in your womb. Why the women instead of the men? It's because every promise of God, as I stressed last week, every promise of God requires faith for it to come to pass. And the faith that brings God's promises, that moves God, is the desperate faith. Faith that comes out of desperation. And when a woman stays for so long looking for fruit of the womb, anything you tell her to do, she will have faith for it. That is why they are very vulnerable when they meet these false people. As far as it concerns that child she's been waiting for, anything you tell her to do, he go do them. But the man, if you like, back home. Now back home. The thing where they worry the woman, you know, married. The reason is because the woman believes that she is limited by time. If I don't give birth within this range, if I reach this age, I'm not going to feel born picking again. And maybe you come from a tribe where if you don't have a baby boy or you don't have a child at all, you have no inheritance. And maybe you have very wicked in-laws that are even if you have the child for the man, if the man die, after they kill him, they go come collect all the thing again. Now, come she say, you're not going to get picking. Amen. You're also afraid that the man may go and burn, go and do one play away. You know what is play away? Amen. Do you know that even Christian men, so-called Christian men who go to church, they do play away. Play away. Men have all the tendency to do play away. Abraham, now only Sarah had been the cage man before. You better cage your husband. No play away. Maybe the one where when the man died, finish. This one, they come from east, from west, from north. Say, so my papa, if you doubt it, let's do DNA. So the woman is very, very desperate. That is the kind of faith that will produce this promise of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it's true. That is why when I spoke last Sunday, I said, men, one of the lessons we learn, he said, listen to the women. I keep stressing it. During the vigil, I stressed it because in this part of the world, Africans, we are lords. Not according to the Bible, but according to our tradition. You still live your life as a Christian, guided by traditional values. Even when those traditional values contradict your faith, you still hold on to it. The woman has no place, even no inheritance in the family. That's according to your tradition. But let me tell you, women, knowledge is very, very important. Are you hearing me now? The laws of the land supersede your traditional laws. Many of you don't know it. If you are married to a man, there is a provision of the law. If he dies intestate, that is, he dies without a will. If he dies and leaves a will, that is what a proper man should do. A woman that lives with you all the days of your life, you did not make provision for her. You know the type of family you have come from. Make provision, write a will down. Don't like writing will. Does it mean I'm predicting my death? But you will die one day now. Whether you predict it or not, they know they predict death. Death is an appointment. For it is appointed unto man. It's an appointed. So whether you say it or not, one day you will not exist again if the Lord tarries. So don't wait and say until when I done the rich 90, then I write my will. Do you know that these days, nobody old age, they keep us again. Once you know you have property, if you don't have property, no problem. There's no problem. If they come meet the woman, where the man have property, you go look there. I beg. Go collect that. You get 3 trousers. You get 2 shoes. Go pack up. But if you know you have property, amen, make provision for your family, for your wife, to continue her life. Don't give that type of will that one man from the East, I know one calling him, he can't write the will. Say if he die, in property somewhere for Port Harcourt will be for his wife, but he can't put bet. That property must never be sold. If the woman decides to go and remarry, he says she forfeit the property. Imagine that. Which kind of bondage with this? The man died, made the woman not go remarry. And a young woman. Anyway, I just want to use the opportunity to educate you, African women. You know they happen for Igbo land. They are all educated. The lawyer will go and take the will and enforce the will. Enforce the will. There's a sister in this church. After she married her husband, the man fell sick, very seriously protracted. The woman suffered with him, so they couldn't have a child. And the man left a will and also told the woman to promise him, if this sickness kill me, you will adopt a boy. And he wrote in his will that he willed his property to that boy that shall be adopted by his wife if he dies without a child. He died, no child. In this church, we are here. When the sister, while the family were beat up and down because the man was very wealthy, taking her to Juju and everything, she was under a cover of prayer here. no weapon of the enemy fashioned against us shall prosper. Who will harm you if you be a follower of that which is good? If God be for us, who will be against? That is the faith of this ministry. That's why we pray here regularly. Pray without ceasing. And she went. The lawyer executed the will. She went and adopted that child with the name that she and the husband had given before the man died. And that is how all the property was willed to the boy. There they are now. And they are not from Akwanga, they are from the east. Praise the Lord. So know your rights. There is a provision. Oh, this person, are you a lawyer? Ezeli, where is she? Sorry, not be Ezeli, former Ezeli. I'm sorry. Mary Jane. Sorry. Your name changed. That's one thing with women. Your name is never permanent. Your surname. She's not in church. What about Barrister Vincent? No lawyer for you. Where Vincent? Where is he? Where Mary Jane?
Vincent, sir.
Vincent. Where is he? There is a legal provision that when a judge is passing judgment, every lawyer must sit down. Why is he walking up and down?
I'm here, sir.
That is contempt of the court. Where is he?
I'm here.
What does the law say concerning the wife? Not your culture. Cannot say be Iboma.
The law is clear when it has to do with succession. Huh? The law of succession, if a man dies intestate without a will, then the immediate nuclear family, the wife, the children. But if there's no children, the wife. And if there's no wife to succeed the man after his death, then the extended family, that is where there is no wife or children. That is, if the man dies without a will, those are the people who can stand as next of kin to apply for the letters of administration to administer the estate of the dead man. Uh-huh. Otherwise, everything he has will revert to the government.
Thank you.
That is called escheat. It will revert to escheat. But if he dies after he has written a will, then the will must be attested to in the presence of at least two witnesses. Now, as he desires, as he wishes, so shall the will be enforced. So there was a situation where a man willed 10 naira to the first son.
Choy.
A very wealthy man, has filling stations, a lot of buildings, and other real estate. But he gave 10 naira to the first son because he said the first son gave him so much trouble while he was alive.
Yeah.
But to the rest of the children, he gave all those houses, filling stations, hotels, and the money in the banks.
Yeah.
So it is as he wishes. That is how a man will or give that gift to the beneficiary of that will.
Thank you for Thank that you, free counseling, legal counsel. Free. So you see, sisters, okay. During the program, you can ask questions. Let the men not know. Let the wicked men not know. Because if they know, they will still go circumvent the thing. There are some that are wicked like that, especially if the woman prepare for that marriage. And so women too, that prepare the man. So you see children, you can see, the youth, you can also hear. That's exactly what he said. In Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 20. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 20.
Whoso curses his father
Anybody
or his
Anybody who curses his papa or curses his mama, what will happen?
His lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness.
Obscure darkness. Your glory will be taken away from you. You can imagine that. Anyway, I just branched to let the women know that you are very, very important as far as God is concerned for his program, because you have more faith. And therefore, spiritually, when your wife is giving you advice, she's your helper, both physically and spiritual. Listen to your wife. Listen. Some people disagree with me last week. So we're even sending text messages. Listen. And when we speak Bible, we say it authoritatively without apology to anybody. One sister from the music stand sent me a text yesterday. When I interpreted Matthew 19 and verse 9. Matthew 19 verse 9.
And I say unto you,
yes,
whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication.
Except what?
Except it be for fornication.
Except what?
Except it be for fornication. And shall marry another, committed adultery.
And that means, if you catch your wife in fornication, you can divorce her. Now, if you read the context of that verse, if the wife catch the man also in fornication, she will divorce you. She will drive you away. Why are you grumbling? You want to be a fornicator, Abby? And continue to stay with her. It's more tormenting to the woman to know that you are unfaithful to her than anything else. So don't say, okay, so God will allow the men to fornicate and the women should not fornicate, Abby. How do you read your Bible? So the sister is saying, you have been looking at women, you are permitting women. Women, when I said, if you discover the marriage is in deceit, you can also divorce. If you say like this, we know our men, why don't you stay for one place? Praise the Lord. Listen to the advice of your wife. Don't just dismiss it. And I said during one of my messages to the women, the make of the man, don't be saying, this man doesn't listen to me, this man doesn't listen to me. Every man listens when you are talking. The difference between the woman and the man is that the woman is programmed naturally to carry out instruction from the man. While the man is made to give out instructions. Therefore, the way they respond to the situation is different. So anytime you tell the man anything, don't expect him to act immediately. He will go and digest what you are saying. He will think over it. So that period of silence, don't say, he's not listening to me. He's not listening to me. You are not permitted to give instruction to any man, your husband. Your husband is not supposed to receive instruction from you. You cannot command your wife. You can't command a commander. A man of authority gives authority, does not receive command. He will only receive it from anyone else that is higher than him. And the head of the woman is who? And the head of the man is who? And the head of Christ is who? That is the word of the Lord. So if you want him to receive instruction from you, go and read to him what Christ spoke concerning that matter. He will obey the word of Christ, not your word. That's why you should know your Bible. And so in chapter 13 of Judges, from 22, verse 22.
And Manoah said unto his wife, we shall surely die because we have seen God.
This is the man who, the message came to the woman. Sent for the man to come and hear the man, the angel that was talking. When he discovered it was an angel, not an ordinary man. Hey, verse 22 again. What did the man say? The man, what did he say?
We shall surely die.
He said, we will surely die. Why?
Because we have seen God.
Then see the advice of a godly woman, woman of faith.
But his wife said unto him, if the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have received the burnt offering and the meat offering at our hands.
Oh.
Neither would he have showed us all these things, nor would as at this time have told us such things as this. And the woman bare a son and called.
So you see the advice that she gave. Something that the man would have been the one advising the woman, but the spiritual woman was the one advising her. So you see why the angel didn't go to Manoah. You see why the angel didn't go to Zechariah. Zechariah was doubting. Manoah was doubting. And this gift that is coming must not be destroyed with doubt. This gift that is coming must not be delayed with unbelief. That is one lesson we learn. You cannot receive anything without faith. But even before I go to that area of the faith again, we learn from Judges, from verse 15, Judges 13. There's another lesson there that I stressed last week.
And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, I pray thee, let us detain thee until we have made ready a kid for thee. And the angel of the Lord said,
we are reading Judges chapter 13 from verse 15. Yes?
And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, I pray thee, let us detain thee until we shall have made ready.
When he discovered that was an angel, a messenger from God, wait, let us make food for you. Verse 16.
And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, though thou detain me,
even if you detain me,
I will not eat of thy bread.
Uh-huh.
And if thou will offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto the Lord.
Who should you offer it to?
Unto the Lord.
Go ahead.
For Manoah knew not that it was an angel of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, what is thy name?
Uh-huh.
That when the sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor. And the angel of the Lord said
he
unto
him, he refused to give him the name.
Why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is
secret? Why every angel has a name? Why did he not give the name of the angel? Because if he give a name, he will build a church there and call it Moses Alu Tabanaku. Do you know that where they put the grave of T.B. Joshua, people are going there. Even the grave of William Branham, people are going there and bowing before it. The angel said, who should you thank God for this blessing? Worship God. Don't worship man. The same thing, John in the Isle of Patmos, Revelation chapter 22, verse 8 and verse 9.
And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel.
To worship the angel that was showing him all those things. What did the angel say?
Verse 9. Then said he unto me, see thou do it not.
Don't worship any angel.
For I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophet, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God.
Who are you to worship?
Worship God.
Don't worship his messengers. That's right. Don't worship his servants. Don't worship the messenger. Don't worship any angel. Any angel that appear before you, he is a messenger of your father. He's a servant of your father. Don't worship any angel. And there are different stages of worship. Especially women. All the respect you will not give your husband at all, you give it to your pastor. You kneel down before your pastor to greet him. But your husband, Baba Joe, come. But when you see your pastor, hey, pastor. The respect you will not give your husband at home, don't give it to your pastor. If you do that, it is sin. Hey! Praise the Lord. God bless you. God will bless you. And the first person that you will go and bless, I preached it on parental blessing. You will leave your papa for house. Buy car for your pastor. Your papa, keke, you no get. Bicycle, you no get. Air condition for his room, you no get. His house itself, no get POP. Even roof itself, it a leak. In a village there, you know they drink tea, but every month they package provision for your pastor. Now, cost they follow you, you don't know. Those who follow my teaching, you know the blessing you receive from it. I prove it to you in the scripture. That's not where I am going today. But we can learn lessons. Worship God, don't worship man. I'm connecting to your grace. No human being has grace. The grace we use is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. No human being has any grace anywhere. Worship Jesus. That does not mean you should not bless his servants. But there is an attitude towards it that portrays worship. The Bible enjoins us to bless those who he's using to bless, who labor in the world. But there's a way you go about it that it becomes worship. I repeat, if you have not bought a calf for your father, you have no right to buy a calf for your pastor. If your father did not give birth to you, you will not meet the pastor. You are who you are today by the effort of your father and mother. Your mother had sleepless night as soon as she took in. Became worse after he gave birth to you. Watch over you, suffer with you. The father was sweating up and down to train you in school. You finished now, you started working. And instead of you, the first salary you have, take it to your father. You will take it to Daddy Joe. Now, of course, they follow you, no. Praise the Lord. If you have a job, you are paying salary to staff. Among your salary staff, include your father and mother, if they are alive. Include them inside. As you pay salary, let papa they collect your own. Let mama they collect her own. You have no right to live in a house that is more comfortable than your father. Settle him first before you build your own. That is the order. Anyway, go and look at the message I preach, a title, Parental Blessings. Many people are not aware of it. Just suffer for nothing. Listen, God has made your father and mother God over you. Anything they say concerning you come to pass. Let me tell you, if your father curse you, no pastor can reverse it. No prophet can reverse it. If your father curse you. Hey, you see now? They say, my papa, I don't branch off my message. And they tell you that, hey, my papa don't die, mama don't die, hey, your case is settled. What are the one where your papa there? Mama there alive. Every year, January, get an offering. Go to your father and mother. Mama, take. You don't even have to say, mama, bless me. Don't give mama so that mama will bless you. Give mama because she is entitled to it. Don't say, mama, take. Bless me. Which blessing? What make you bless you? It's time now. You now she's to eat the fruit of her labor. So don't say, bless me. Bless, which blessing again? Not because of her, you did not bless. That is what many people miss. Worship God. Don't worship the instrument that God is using to bless you. Don't worship them. You can bless them, but don't worship them. That is one lesson that we also learn from the birth of Manoah. And please, faith keeps instructions. In chapter 13, where we are reading, where we are picking our text from, verse 11, 12, 13, and 14.
And Manoah arose and went after his wife and came to the man and said unto him, art thou the man that speakest unto the woman? And he said, I am. And Manoah said, now let thy words come to pass. How shall we order the child and how shall we do unto him?
How shall we order the child and how shall we do unto him? How are we to bring him up, this special child you say is coming?
And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, of all that I said unto the woman, let her beware.
Of all, listen, all the instructions I gave unto the woman, make sure she keeps it. And he reminded them the instruction. What is it?
She may not eat of anything that cometh of the vine, neither let her drink wine or strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing. All that I commanded her, let her observe.
That is what will make the destiny of that child to come to pass. That is what will bring the joy, Manoah, you have been expecting. He told the children of Israel, Isaiah 1:19, if you be willing and obedient, what will happen?
Shall eat the good of
you
the land.
You will eat the fruit of the land. If you be willing and obedient to the word of the Lord, to the commandment of the Lord, ye shall get the expected blessing. Abraham obeyed God. And it was counted for him for righteousness. Hallelujah. You say you have revelation. We have called a revelation by the last prophet message. And we know who we are. God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this life. We have called, and we have responded to our God with origin. How have you responded? That itself is another sermon entirely that we need to revisit. It's true. James chapter 2 from verse 14. And let's keep reading.
What doth it profit, my brethren? Though a man say he has faith.
You say you have faith.
And have not works.
And you are not doing anything to prove that you have that faith. Faith here is a revelation. You have revelation, Abi. Then what are you doing to confirm that revelation? That is what Apostle Paul is, James is telling us. Yes?
Can faith save him? If a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Uh-huh. Even so faith, if it hath no works, is dead, being
alone. If you have faith, and there is nothing you are doing to confirm that faith, faith provokes action that proves that you have faith. Go on.
Verse 18. Yea, a man said, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith
by my works.
That,
it's in every area. That's why I said this is another sermon entirely. He said, upon this rock of the revelation of who Jesus Christ is, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Your Christian faith is determined by who you know Jesus to be. And some of us that see him just as another source of power. There are other sources of power. There are some that just see Jesus Christ as just a source of blessing. Anytime I have a problem, I go to church. When the problem is solved, they don't see me again. Do you know that there are some that think that they are doing God a favor by even bringing offering? And some believe that the offering they are bringing, now me and Olumide, they chop them. And the pastors, they chop them. You know, see the cloth where we are today? And where they chop them? Before uncle, who go chop them? Praise the Lord. It is human beings that spend the money now. But we spend it for the work of the gospel. We don't spend it for our own estate. Don't think that it is your tithe and offering. Now you are aware they stand here soon. Now one of my children, I sold this one for me. They warned me, say, make another call their names again. Say, why did they do that one? So I'm not going to call on their name again. Yes, sir. Today, now yesterday, they delivered it. Yes, sir. They imported it from Abba. So don't think, say, now tight. How much it costs? I don't know, but you can see that it's very costly. You can see it's a designer. Yes. Amen. It's not your tithe. It's not your offering. No. It is a function of your revelation. For the Bible says, it is God that giveth the power to make wealth. How much of that your wealth have you given to the spread of the gospel? And you know, without money, the gospel, spread of the gospel is limited. Everything here is money. When we discovered that this screen was too small for people at the back, whenever we are singing, sometimes they don't see. It was yesterday, this screen was expanded. The screens, all of them were expanded. And that cost us 8 point something million naira to fix it. It came from your tithe and your offering. We spent over $10,000 every month for the whole world to hear us through the Bright Television. And that is it. See them there on Zoom joining us. It's money. It costs money all over the world. So many of you here, we spent how much for transport? We bought buses and we still need more buses. Please, we need it. We need it. Some of you are going to collect chieftaincy tattoo in your village. Display wealth in your village. Shishi, I know they bring to this church. We know you people, Lord. We know you. It is a function of your revelation. That is evidence of your faith. Revelation. What are you doing to back up your revelation? It's true. Have we finished reading what James is telling us?
Verse 19. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But we thou know, O vain man.
Listen, he call it vanity. Vain man, that what?
That faith without works is dead.
Faith without works is what?
Dead.
Dead.
Was not Abraham our father justified by works?
Was he not justified by works?
When he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar.
Okay, now.
Seest thou how faith wrought with his works?
Uh-huh.
And by works was made faith made perfect.
Uh-huh.
And the scripture was fulfilled.
Faith is made perfect by your works. Go ahead.
And the scripture was fulfilled. We see it. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness.
Yes.
And he was called the friend of God.
Oh, how many friends of God are here today? By your actions. Go ahead.
Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers, and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead,
uh-huh,
so faith without works is dead
again
also. For as the body without the spirit is dead,
uh-huh,
so faith without works is dead also.
Dead. The Bible says without vision, the people do what? It's not the type of vision Prophet Joseph is seeing here with all these prophets. That's not the vision. The vision there is talking about goal, dream, what you aim to achieve. When you have no focus, when you have no dream, you have no future of what you want to achieve, you will not pursue anything. When you have a vision, then the act of fulfilling that vision, pursuing that vision, is called ambition. Ambition is the pursuit of a vision. When you see a child go to school and he goes to join cults, go to join palm wine drinkers club, K guys, pirates, all these funny, is that what they sent you to school to do? But those who go there, they go there with the aim of getting a good certificate. Their attitude is different. It's true. But even when you chase even the vision again, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5, I believe, Apostle Paul was saying something there.
And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully.
Except you must do it according to the scriptures, not your own way. Don't say, it's a common language, I know how I deserve my God, I know how I relate with my God. Okay, now, if now you are just like the Jews that Apostle Paul spoke of in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 2.
Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it.
Uh-huh.
For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them.
But what happened?
But the word preached did not profit them.
Why?
Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
You see? They had it. The only reason they did not reach the promised land is because they did not mix what they were hearing with the revelation. In Romans chapter 10 also, the first three verses there. Romans chapter 10.
Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved.
Uh-huh.
For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God,
uh-huh,
but not according to knowledge.
Not according to
knowledge.
They have a zeal, like the denomination. There are people that God has called them, but instead of going to serve God that called them, they are serving their denomination and thinking they are serving God. Knowledge. Read on.
For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness.
This is the reason I quote this verse. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, those who are saying, I know how I serve my God, they go about to establish their own righteousness.
Have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God.
And so you're on your own. Don't set the standard. There is a due order in the Bible.
That's right.
As the truth.
Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And also faith is patient. Faith is patient. James chapter 5, verse 7.
Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord.
Yes.
Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and had long patience for it, until he received the early and latter rain.
You will receive it, but be patient.
Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh.
Yes.
Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord.
Now listen very well.
For an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay nay, lest ye fall into condemnation.
Go ahead.
Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders
now,
of the church.
Now, the emphasis that James is telling us is you will receive when you are patient. He gave example of Abraham. Let's see another example of Abraham again. Chapter 6, Hebrews chapter 6. Verse 11.
Hebrews 6, 11.
Yes.
But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we do speak.
Yes.
For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love.
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11.
And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end.
Yes.
That ye be not slothful, but followers of them.
Followers of them who what?
Through faith and
what?
Patience.
Through faith and patience, you will receive the inheritance, the promises. There are promises, but you will receive it through faith and patience. They go together. Faith and patience go together. Go on.
For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise.
Patiently, you cannot have faith. Faith will not work if you are impatient. The two of them are inseparable twins. We are to persevere in faith, trusting that God is working even in difficult times to fulfill his purposes in our lives. Even in difficult times, God is using it to fulfill his purpose in our life. And always remember, like Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, that popular statement we always quote here.
And all that we live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Why are you not saying it confidently? All, if you are going to live by the standard of God, if you are going to be obedient to the word of God, you will suffer persecution. It is thus saith the word of the Lord through Apostle Paul to Timothy. Timothy is a pastor. You know, we used to say, I forgive you for Christ's sake. No, we don't forgive for Christ's sake. We forgive for our own sake. Because if you don't forgive, God too will not forgive your sins. Correct? But there is only one thing we do for Christ's sake. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, verse 28 and verse 29. Listen very well.
And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition.
Okay, go ahead.
But to you of salvation and that of God.
Uh-huh.
For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ.
On whose behalf?
Christ's behalf.
On whose behalf?
Christ's behalf.
That is for Christ to go ahead.
Not only to believe
on him. We are not only to believe on him.
But also to suffer for his sake.
So we can suffer. We are to suffer for Christ's sake. To uphold the truth, we should be ready to suffer. To preach the gospel, don't only wait until you have a car before you go for evangelism. Chiredu. You are the head of evangelism. That's why they call your name. Don't wait until you have buses before you can go. You don't use church bus to go for your business. But when it's time for evangelism, you are sitting down here. Why do they wait? When they wait for vehicle, up to now they don't give us a vehicle to go for evangelism. Can't you see rain is falling? Yet in Lagos, rain not to stop any business. No matter how heavy the rain is, for bus stop, you can see people there. Even if the umbrella where you take over your market, wind scatter, you can see there they sell your market under rain. If not, you will die hungry in Nigeria. No welfare for us. This gospel that says everything is rosy when you come to Christ, what is confusing the believers? We are to suffer. If you live godly in Christ, you will suffer persecution. And this persecution is not for the bad thing you do. For Christ's sake. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. How did Peter conclude it?
But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while.
After what?
After that ye have suffered a while.
After what?
After that ye have suffered
because
a while.
Because see the prayer where they pray. Because it's part of the Christian journey. But after that, what will he do?
Make you perfect. Establish. Strengthen.
Oh.
Set to you.
Oh. Amen. Hallelujah. Gold becomes pure in its original beauty only after it goes through fire. That is how our faith is also tried. The crown of life is given only to the overcomers. James 1, 2 says so. James chapter 1, verse 2.
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this that the trying of your patience, of your faith, worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be
perfect. Verse 12.
Blessed is the man that endureth temptation.
Blessed is the man that endure what?
Temptation.
Uh-huh.
For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life.
Oh, glory be to God.
Which the Lord had promised to them that love him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Only the patient will receive a joyful testimony. Only the patient. Once you know God has spoken, always remember, his ways are not our ways. He will show you the blessing, but he will not show you what you will go through before you receive the blessing. Is somebody hearing me? He showed Joseph how he will be a king. Did he show him Potiphar's house? Did he show him how his brother will throw him in a pit? Did he show him prison yard? No, but Joseph waited on God's promise. How he will do it, I don't know. How he will do it? Well, all we know is Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11.
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you.
This is the assurance from God.
Seeth the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected
whatever
end.
You are going through, don't think that he is punishing you. He's living, he's working out a purpose. At the end, you will celebrate. At the end, it will become Isaac, laughter. Somebody get ready. This week will be your week of laughter. Yeah. Hallelujah. Don't bother how that promise will come to pass, brother. This is the problem. This is something I emphasize quite often. What he said he will do, That is how he will do. But he will not tell you how he will do it. But he will do it. And so in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 5, he said it this way.
There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, as an error which proceeded from the ruler.
No, Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10 maybe. Correct? Chapter 11 verse 5. I'm sorry.
As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit.
Listen.
How the bones do grow in the womb of Adam is a child. Even so, thou knowest not the work of God who maketh all.
You don't know how the baby in the womb is formed. You go for scan, the head don't come up. You go for another scan, leg don't form. You go for another scan. After some time, if they use that leg, they kick yourself. How that bone form, you don't know. That is how we don't know how God will bring his promises for us to come to pass. If you catch it, nobody will tempt you away from God. You will not be a grumbler. You will rejoice always. The longer the time for your promise to manifest, it is because the testimony is coming. When that testimony will come, all others who receive their own, they will be admiring you. You don't need more than one John in the womb of Elizabeth to become relevant in the society. Those who had 20 children, this her one was the attraction of the whole of Israel. But see how long it took before the promise came to pass. That dream you receive, if it is God that has given you, don't doubt. That is why he said, have faith in Mark chapter 11. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith. Believe, because he's not a man. When he speaks, it comes to pass. His word does not return to him void. It accomplished that which he has sent it to do. His word is sharp, quick, powerful. When he says it, nothing can stop it. The devil thinks he's delaying it, not knowing that God is allowing him to delay it while he's walking behind to get the things going on for you. Concerning every area of our life. Your marriage, your businesses, your finances, your ministry. Impatience will bring trouble to you. Impatience will take you, and the interesting thing is that when you go, finish, you will still come back. Because he still has his promise waiting for you. When you come back to him, then he say, you don't come back. Oh yeah, let's continue now. Because he has his appointed time for everything. Just believe and practice his word. Pray without ceasing. Keep rejoicing in all things, in everything. Give thanks. Whatever is your position, your job, your duty in the house of God, anything to promote the gospel, keep doing it. Don't listen to anybody trying to discourage you because you are working out a purpose. You are unique with your purpose. Don't compare yourself with anybody. Don't compare. Do you know the interesting thing? That God didn't even tell Manuel or his wife in advance that this is the reason I close your womb. If he has said so, at least there will have been hope. Whether you receive revelation or not, the word of God says all things work together for good to them that love God. There is power in the spoken word. Hallelujah. Keep confessing God's promises. Keep confessing it. Without faith, you can't receive anything from God. And it is even proof in a ministry like this. You will see our old members who have been here believing God for something, and he keeps delaying. But the new member that just entered the church, immediately, the next day, it's already testifying. And you're wondering why. The reason is because he has more faith here. You don't see us finish. Gossip, don't scatter our image before you. The faith you are supposed to have in us have been destroyed by gossipers. We are so common, until you don't even call us, address us with any iota of respect. Joe, you know the people I call, Joe. You know the people I call again, no? Joe. No regard. It took a sister, the former PA of Amarachi from Ghana. She was here last week. As I learned, the one sister run and says, Amarachi, come. Now the sister, they do like mobile police. He said, hey, excuse me. Call her small with respect. Amarachi, now your house girl, call her sister Amarachi. So you see us finish. So you don't have faith in what we're doing. See the sermon that is going on. You sit down, cross your leg, they look. In the denomination there, they don't feel stand up. They don't feel sit down. When we go for a Kwanga program, for how many hours they are standing, they are seeing God raw. See how they were receiving testimonies. Anytime we go, anywhere we go, they see grace. They see God in action. They are so lifted up that even if I commit sin in the secret, when I come out, their faith will make God to still pass through me to bless them. Then he will deal with me later. But the problem with us is lack of faith. That's why Jesus Christ told his disciples, that one verse 22, Mark chapter 11, what did he say?
And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God.
Say it again.
Have faith in God.
Tell your neighbor, have faith in God. If they fear your neighbor, tell him. Okay, now only one neighbor you get. Now only two. Tell them, let them hear you. Have faith in God. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a songwriter that sang this song. I don't know. It used to be a common song. He said, have faith in God, who never fails. Have faith in God, he will deliver you. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Just have faith. What he say he will do. The centurion told Jesus, I know authority. That is revelation. Just speak. I know it will happen. Just speak. If you said on this mountain, say it. That's the problem. Say it and believe. Jesus was surprised. He said, see, Gentile, Israel, when I see me finish, see, this one recognizes my authority. And the authority he has, we have it also. Jesus was saying, just say it. When you say, don't look at how it will happen. Just go your way at the appointed time. It will come to pass. That is why they sang that song. I don't know how many of you remember that song. William Branham said, he said that he went and he was meditating on that scripture. And he spoke, and a squirrel appeared. He gave another testimony, and he said, there was a storm somewhere. And the voice said, speak to the storm. And he spoke, and the storm stilled. So they said, there is power in the spoken word, as the Lord told his prophets. There is power in the spoken word, by the spoken word. The squirrels were created by the spoken word. The storm rolled away. Listen very well. I have changed that song in the light of further revelation. Hallelujah. It was not William Branham that the Lord spoke to. He spoke to his disciples. In Mark chapter 11, he says, speak. If you say, in verse 23.
For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
And the storms, it was not William Branham, it was in the Bible, in Mark chapter 4. After in the sea, the storm raised, verse 39. What did he
and
say?
And he arose and rebuked the wind.
Jesus rose and rebuked the wind.
And said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm.
It was not William Branham. It was the apostles. Is somebody understanding me? It's part of the packaging that has produced Bahamism. It's by the spoken word. Peter said it, that the world was created. The whole world, let there be. And there was. Second Peter, chapter 3, from verse 1. What did he say?
This second epistle, beloved, and I write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Now ye might be mindful of the words which are spoken before by the holy prophet, and of the commandment of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? Oh. For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of.
Listen very well.
That by the word of God.
It is by what?
By the word of God.
The word of God.
The heavens were of old.
The heavens were of old.
And the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Whereby the word that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now.
Preserved by
the
what?
Same word.
By
are
what?
Kept in store.
The same word of God. As by the word of God, the word was created. Don't take it and ascribe it to any human being. The apostles were pointing out to Jesus. Somebody is pointing us to a man, William Branham. So in the light of further revelation, there is power in the spoken word, as the Lord told his apostles. There is power in the spoken word. By the spoken word, the world was created. By the spoken word, the storms rolled away. Shall we stand up? But he said it come to pass, except he's not the one that spoke it. Lord, increase my faith. Open your mouth and talk to God. Lord, increase my faith. Increase my faith. Increase my patience and increase my faith. Increase my patience, increase my faith, so that the promises you have for me can come to pass. Open your mouth and talk to God.
See me through, Lord Jesus, see me through. See me through, Lord Jesus, see me through.
Patient than I am, Lord. The prayer we pray every day, increase my faith. Help me to be patient. And it's for your own good, because your cry will not stop it. Your grumbling will not stop it, because we are called to fulfill His purpose. But we have an assurance that all things work together for good. And may the Lord answer our prayers in the name of Jesus. Please, just before